Time for this week's Tallgrass Apparel Engaging with the Enemy. Joining us this week on the line for Engaging with the Enemy is Travis Bond, offensive lineman with the Edmonton Eskimos. Of course, this week you're going up against your former team that you spent training camp with here, the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Now, first, can you tell us about signing with the Riders in the offseason and just how that all came about?
Well, you know, once the free agency hit, you know, I became a free agent from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And the Roughriders took a lot of interest in me. And, you know, we came with a contract negotiation and everything worked out fine. I thought they had a lot of high accolades when it came to me playing for the offensive line. But as we can see, things didn't work out the way they planned. So, and I landed in Edmonton, and I'm perfectly fine here, and I love it so far. And I'm having a lot of excitement with the fans and the community.
Now, can you tell us about the day that you got released from Saskatchewan? Was that a shock to you?
Yeah, it really was, because we were just sitting home in the living room, just chilling, watching TV, and at the time, some of my teammates had came over, and I got a call from one of the guys at the mayor's office or whatever, and they basically didn't tell me right over the phone, so they came to my house and basically told me that they were releasing me. And, yeah, that came as a bit of a shock. And pretty much I felt like I kind of let myself down because I never, you know, expected to see that coming. And I felt like I worked hard during training camp and in the offseason to put myself in a good predicament. But, you know, with Coach Jones, I think he felt like the team should go in a different direction. And as we can see, it worked out a little different for them, but it's all good.
Was it an easy decision for you to sign with Edmonton?
Yeah, it really was because, you know, they got a strong team, and Mike Rowley's a good quarterback, and I felt like the offensive line was well put together. And coming in, you know, the communication with, like, Matt O'Donnell and Justin Sorsen, it was all good. You know, I know guys from around the league that know the guys. And so coming in and actually meeting them for the first time, it all worked out perfectly fine. You know, the continuity with those guys are great.
Well, you are definitely finding success with the Eskimos line, and the Riders' offensive line, while getting better, is still struggling. Do you look one province over and with a big smile on your face? And is there any extra motivation going into this game?
Oh, yeah. It's just more to show, you know, that organization what they missed out on. You know, I really don't see it as a big game because I'm still going to do what I got to do on the field. There's no, you know, I'm still going to play mean and nasty. You know, it might be a little extra, but it'll be fine going into this game on Thursday.
Now, after spending a little bit of time here in Saskatchewan, just kind of from your eyes, what's the issue with their offensive line? Because last year they brought in Derek Dennis, who was the most outstanding lineman, and they moved him from tackle to guard, but now he's back with Calgary, but he's back to being kind of that all-star O-lineman. Is it kind of a scheme thing?
Yeah, I think the scheme just worked different for different guys. And as we can see, Derek Dennis, he's always had high accolades in his CFL career. And I know Derek Dennis personally. We played together in Carolina. And so even when he was in Saskatchewan, I didn't see a lot of things that I've seen him do in Calgary from his playing-wise. But, I mean, like I said, different offenses got different schemes on how they want you to play. And like I tell guys, different schemes don't necessarily mean you can't play. It just means that you don't fit their system. And so I guess the way I play it didn't fit what they wanted to do. And so now I'm here.
Now, in your opinion, who's the toughest defensive lineman that you've had to go up against and why?
Armando Sewell. You know, that's an easy take for me. Coming into the CFL, I didn't really know much about him until I actually seen him play for the first time in person. I saw some of the things he could do. And, you know, going against him the past 2 years before I ended up in Edmonton, you know, he was one of the guys I always looked forward to playing against. You know, he's a CFL All-Star every year. And, you know, he's a strong guy and he's smart. He's a very dynamic defensive player. In my personal opinion, I think he's the best defensive lineman I ever went against in the CFL.
You spent a few years in the NFL and a bit of time in the Arena Football League with the Los Angeles Kiss before you came up to the CFL. Did you ever get to meet Gene Simmons?
I did, actually, and I actually got pictures with him as well. Those guys are quite the people you would like to meet. You know, they're very much so entertainers. You know, they love the crowd. They love the energy. You know, Gene Simmons is a guy who I look at as a nice kid when it comes to certain things. But Gene Simmons is actually a really nice guy.
What is your favorite CFL city to travel to and why?
I would say Vancouver, BC, because of the weather is always nice there. And, you know, coming to Canada, a lot of people don't think it's as nice as it is. And, you know, me being from America, when I first traveled to Vancouver, I didn't actually expect it to be that nice. But the weather there is always beautiful.
Now, how does Travis Bond spend the average off day?
After practice, I'm more so of a guy, I like to cook, so I come home and I cook a lot. The last couple of weeks, I've been barbecuing a lot, and so I come home and we'll barbecue, go see a movie, watch a little game film from the games, and do my studying on the playbook. And then as far as that, FaceTime with my son a lot. You know, he FaceTimes a lot. I always want to see what dad is doing. Because he's actually going to be traveling to Canada real soon, hopefully. And so I spend a lot of time, like, just being to myself and just staying home and just kind of relaxing.
Now, if someone came up to you and asked you what to cook your best meal, what are you putting on a plate?
That would be grilled chicken, macaroni and cheese, cornbread, sweet corn, and sometimes potatoes.
So when are you inviting us over for supper?
whenever you decide you want to come over and get you a nice cooked meal from the show, please let me know.
All right, we'll be there.
We'll take you up on that.
Yeah, we'll be there in November.
Okay, definitely.
Now this upcoming game here, it's a live mic game this week against the Riders. What would we hear if you had a live mic on during a game?
It'd be a lot of swear words, honestly. But because I play with a lot of aggression, and I try to get under people's skin a lot when I play, like just do little big brother type thing, like with Nick Picking, and I don't know, you probably just hear a lot of things you probably never heard before.
Well, I'm looking forward to hopefully hearing one of those slip through the cracks here this upcoming week. Travis, thank you so much for taking time and talking to us. We wish you luck this week, but I mean, we're Rider fans, so not too much luck, okay?
Okay.
Travis Bond here on the Tallgrass Apparel, engaging with the enemy.